Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So this week, I want to talk about meditation. The problem is people are super threatened by the idea of meditation. It seems impossible to a lot of people and overwhelming to others. It is greatly misunderstood and overcomplicated. So a very simple adjustment that I have realized helps a lot of people is to simply rename it. Let's call it contemplation, right? It is allowing yourself to gain control, not even control, but focus of the mind. It is really about being mindful and releasing time. It is extremely helpful if you will set a timer when you choose to meditate. Now, I personally suggest meditation when you're going to bed and you just continue till you pass out and fall asleep. But if you are picking a time to do so and you're distracted by how long it has been, give yourself a set amount of time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, longer if you're ready, and set a timer. This will keep you from worrying about anything. You can trust in the timer, okay? So the Hindus said, or one of the Hindu texts says, that meditation is furnishing the mind with the necessary conditions for the manifestation of its highest good and potential. Yes. It is purging old karma and fear. It is purging old manifestations and planting the seeds for new. It is freedom and it is release. It is very much in flowing, right? If prayer is active and outgoing, asking and pleading, meditation is relaxation and in flowing. I do suggest starting at bedtime. When you lay in bed at night, you are going to think, right? You're going to think about what's to come or what has happened. So why not direct your thinking? It helps to start with visualization. Visualization is the highest form of prayer. But sometimes people can't even concentrate enough to do that. And so I say start with the five senses. If you can start with your eyes closed, do. If not, stare at the ceiling. It's okay. Pick a sense and start there. Often it's helpful to start with what you can hear. If you're lying in the dark, your sense of hearing will be stronger. Ask yourself, what do I hear? I hear the air conditioner. Okay. I hear my partner or my pet breathing. Okay. I hear the chimes outside my window. Notice each sound. And then allow each sound to take up equal value within your brain. Instead of thinking the air conditioner is the loudest thing in the room, raise the volume or lower the volume so that you can give each thing equal power. And then move on to another one of your five senses. Perhaps what do you smell, if anything? Check in with each sense until you get to your skin. Pay attention to what your skin feels like. My arms are cold, but my armpits are warm, right? Which parts of you feel cold? Which parts of you feel warm? Notice your skin, notice your entire body. Pay attention to your skin, and you will begin to feel how your energy fills it up and extends outside of its borders. This will help your brain to recognize, believe, and trust that you are so much more than just a body. Then set your intentions. Do you intend to manifest, or are you looking for insight? What do you want to know? What do you want to hear? Set the stage for that. Without attachment, right? Maybe it's just peacefulness. Maybe it's just to relish the way you feel, so aware of your skin, so alive in your senses, and yet fully a spiritual being within that mechanism. Remember, The purpose is not to control your mind, but to focus it. To focus it. Thoughts will come. They do. Allow them to float by like space junk, right? If you were at a vantage point where you could see the stars and the planets as if you were part of space itself, you would give that floating piece of crap very little power or presence. You would be in awe of everything else. That's the point. In Learn to Meditate, Dr. David Fontana says that meditation is intended to help us order the confusion of the mind. The mind has many ways of distracting our concentration. It may begin with trivia, but when we refuse to let our minds wander, it will go on to more preoccupying matters. It will bring up happy or unpleasant memories, or remind us of pressing things we have to do. Whatever the distraction is, just let it go. Let it float by like so much space junk. Let it pass on by you. Let it not be real anymore. It is just an object. It does not own you. We remove distractions by giving them limited power, by letting them float by not being pulled. Don't let it take your hand and take you there. Return to the calm. Return to your five senses. Return to your skin. Don't attach emotion to the distractions, because it is thought plus emotion that is creation. And so it is letting it just float by. It does not own you. If this is as far as you get the first time or the first 100 times that you attempt to meditate, this is far enough. Good for you. Remember what Buddha taught. He said, she said, it said, no spiritual teaching should be taken on trust. Everything must be tested for what its value is. Everything must be tested for oneself. And quite frankly, what do you have to lose? You're going to be lying in bed anyway. You're going to be thinking anyway. Why not attempt to train? Why not attempt to mentally focus on what will serve you well? The end goal is a deeper awareness of yourself, the enduring essence and transcendent source that is all around you. And that awareness of your presence within your own body will take you there in a way that no words can, right? They do not, no one, none of the great, none of the real teachers try to tell you what that thing is, right? In Hinduism, Brahman said, this thing about which nothing can be said. Buddha just called nirvana the highest spiritual goal, the final spiritual goal, but he did not attempt to describe it. He wanted you to go visit it. Right? The Jains call it the ultimate state of being blessed. Even in Christianity, they talk about the ineffable Godhead. That is, beyond the God revealed by the scriptures. Path to the truth, to divinity, lies within yourself. It will create within you a deeper awareness of yourself, that thing that is you. And practice, consistency, will create comfort and confidence. So don't give up. Wait patiently. Remember, the mind communicates with us through pictures and symbols. And mental focusing is the beginning of this. Meditation teaches us to use our minds more effectively. Again, and again, along this spiritual path, you're hearing it again and again. We must, we need to, we have to. It is necessary that we eliminate negativity in what we think and what we say and what we do. And a great place to start is by watching that space junk float on by. Now, one of my favorite meditations, the one that I tell people about the most, several times a week, at least. I call it looking for the magic door. Now, I've heard many versions of this. I have heard hypnotists use their own versions. I can't say I've created it all from out of nothing, but I am going to walk you through it anyway. Now, if you are somewhere today that you can close your eyes and follow my voice, please do so. If not, just listen, because I am not going to make all the answers for you, and I'm not going to wait long enough in between for you to have a full experience. So take the structure I'm about to give you and use it on your own. As I said before, I suggest that you start at night in bed and start with your five senses and all of those things. The truth is, you can do it anywhere, anytime, and you can start at the edge of a field. Imagine that you are standing on the edge of a field. You are looking out over the field. Observe it with your five senses. What do you see? Is the grass short? Is it tall and waving in the wind? Is it dewy? What do you see? What do you hear? Do you hear the wind or bird? Do you hear the rustling of animal? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel? Is it cool and brisk? Is it hot? Indulge your five senses. And look across the field as far as you can see. Does it disappear into the horizon? Or are there things out there too? Spend as much time in this space as you need to or you want to. This is for you. And if this is far as you get the first time or the first 100 times, that's okay. When you are ready, observe the path that starts just in front of you. Is it a straight path or is it winding? Is it smooth or rugged? Is it sand or pebbles or pieces of wood? Observe the path. Notice the path. What do you see? And when you're ready to walk the path, first, look down at your body. What are you wearing? And what shoes do you have on? Now, this is important because when we are in contemplation, if we are watching ourselves from the outside, if you see yourself walking the path, you will control what you see. It will become almost 100% a figment of your imagination. If you check in, whenever you make a big change, and you make sure that you are in your body. I see my clothes, I see my shoes. No expectation. Your eyes are probably closed and you're probably in the dark. Okay? No expectation. This is part of it. You may see exactly what you would normally wear, or you may see something from a time period you would never expect, or a gender you would never expect, or whatever. Just look down and recognize that you are noticing your body. And then start to walk the path. Observe your five senses. What does it feel like? Does it feel smooth? Can I feel the rocks beneath my feet? What is this experience? Am I brushing against the tall grass? What is happening? What am I seeing? What is changing? Did a bird fly by? Walk the path. Stop if you want. There's no wrong answer. Walk and travel until eventually, this day, the next, or far off in the future, you find yourself in front of a door. Observe the door. Is it old? Is it new? Is it rough? Is it detailed? Is it in the side of a mountain, in a brick wall, freestanding in a tree, or somewhere else? Where is this door and what does it look like? Observe the doorknob of the door. All the textures of everything. Check in with each five sense. Look down, see your hand on the doorknob, and when you are ready, open the door. What you see on the other side will be your answer. It may be aligned with your goal, the intention you set in the beginning. It may be dark, and you may find yourself either waiting for the light to come on or journeying into the darkness on your own. It may be a glimpse into a past life or into the future or into the present. It may be the door to your office. What do you see on the other side of that door? Look around. Whether or not you step through the door is up to you. But look around. See what you see. Learn what you learn. Look down. What are you wearing? What shoes do you have on? Check in. And witness what is through that door. Continue this journey in the same way until you feel it's over. And then perhaps another day you find a different door. Or the field will be different, or the grass will be different, or you'll choose a different setting. It doesn't have to be a field. That's up to you. I'm going to give you an example of what the door did for me. If you've been listening very long, you know that there are people in my world who don't really know much about what I do. I practice the if nobody asks, I don't tell them rule. And of course, those walls are falling down more and more quickly. My biggest concern has always been my children. How will people feel about what I do and what may they say to my children? And for some reason, the concern has always been more around my daughter than my son. Now, my daughter is fiery and fierce. I've even asked her, I even told her when this podcast started almost exactly a year ago. I told her, with the podcast, so will come more people finding out what mommy does. I asked her straight up, my greatest fear. I said, what will you do if one of your friends comes to you and says, my mommy says I can't play with you because your mother is a witch? Now, to be clear, I'm not a witch. My daughter said, oh, mommy, I would just tell them that they don't know what they're talking about, that my mommy is wonderful and amazing, and she helps people every day in ways that you can't imagine. Be still, my heart. Having that conversation did help relieve a lot of that fear, but it was still there. And then one day, I did this meditation, and I opened the door. First, I did notice the door seemed old-timey and wooden and I don't know, Middle Ages-ish, if that's a thing. And when I opened the door and looked inside, it looked like that time period. And the first thing I thought of was Salem witch trials. Now, I've always had this weird sense about some connection to all of that and sort of written it off as cliche. And my argument here would be past life or just a symbol from the universe is irrelevant, right? I look around and I realize immediately this is the source of my fear. And then I remembered, look down. And I look down and I'm wearing this like old timey, in my opinion, clothes and shoes. And I look and my arm is stretched out. And what I realize now is that I'm holding the hand of a young girl. And I have this realization, this far off memory of a time in which I was persecuted for being who I am is not what happened. It was that little girl. And that any fear I had of today was not valid today. It was from them. I never did walk through that door. I honestly don't have any intention to. The universe would have to lead me back there and make me jump through hoops to walk through there and see what was on the other side. I don't need to see. I got exactly what I needed. Does that mean I emailed the school and told them who I am and what I do? Nope. But it means I'm not afraid of it anymore. When it happens in its right time, it will be right. And everyone will accept it, and me, and her. I know it. I was set free because I allowed the universe to show me what was on the other side of that door. My challenge to you this week, beloved, is to go out and seek your magic door. Don't expect to get there all at once, though you might. Don't expect to have a life-changing revelation, though you might. For now, just expect to be aware of your body and the fact that you are so much more than just this machine you walk around the earth in. Let that roll around and give in, beloved, to the art of contemplation. It will change your life. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Did I get your attention? Well, good. My name is Michelle, and I am the producer of Lessons from the Universe. I've known Jennifer for about 8 years. When I first met Jennifer, I was struggling with life. Well, let's be honest, we all do. I was dragging around a bag full of my past, and I lacked a clear direction for my future. I wanted so much more for my life. I just didn't know where to start. Then I met this feisty little brunette during a photo shoot. I knew instantly she was different, and our lives would intersect for many years to come. I had no idea in how many ways or the profound impact this little brunette with a podcast would have in my life. The channeled messages Jennifer gave me turned on so many lights and opened so many doors inside myself. I let go of the past. You know, the past I'd been dragging around for so long. Well, for the most part, I found myself morphing back into my old self. I was happier, more energetic, ready to do the next adventure, the next travel, just more outgoing in general. When Jennifer decided to start Lessons from the Universe podcast, I was 150% on board to support her in any way possible. I know the impact her channel messages had in my life. I also know the feeling of being lost and confused walking through life, feeling like you're alone. You'll benefit from the wisdom, clear messages, and content of this podcast. So I encourage each of you to show her some love in the form of monetary contributions. Even as little as $5 a month makes a big difference in supporting Lessons from the Universe. Think of it this way. For the price of a coffee or drink each month, you will be supporting these messages getting to even more listeners. For $20 a month, you're going to spend some one-on-one time with Jennifer through the patron downloads. So if you have it, give it. If not, I hope it comes to you. Thank you for listening, and as always, have a great day.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.